going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is Mocarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Big City Wings, y'all. It's one of them Fridays, man. We're out in the streets once again. Up Highway 6, Copper, what'd you call it?
Copperfield location.
Copperfield location up off Highway 6. Come through, hang out with us. If you can't get to this Big City Wings, there's plenty of them around whatever city you're in, whatever area of Houston you're in. Stop by. I had the Tajin wings. They were absolutely tremendous, as good as I remembered. And I just ordered me, Ron, I just ordered me the old white wings.
Oh,
off the appetizer, off the appetizer menu. Yep.
Now we are trying to get to Tuesday, correct? I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
I mean, yeah, sure here.
Yeah, as long as I'll be all right. As long as I keep my workouts in, get in the sauna, and I drink enough water, and we'll be all right. We'll get below 250.
Because you just said to me, make sure you don't just use your well, weight.
I mean, them little old wings I ate earlier with these white wings I got coming, I can handle that, man. It's them chips and that bread and all that stuff that get me up north, running north. And so, but come by, hang out with us if you can't get by here. Again, get by your nearest Big City Wings location. Yesterday was a big day for the Astros, Ron, and look, I know all my it's a long season, folks. You don't like these conversations, but I think yesterday was absolutely huge for the Astros, in on several fronts, right? But I teased the question of Lance McCullers yesterday, 4 1/3 innings. I mean, nothing massive, obviously. You'd like to see him run deeper in the game. Give up 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 walks. Big part here, 8 strikeouts, a lot of swing and miss. Gave up a home running through 91 pitches. His 91st pitch, by the way, was 94 miles an hour.
Why did that do it for you?
Because I think velocity is a big thing with Lance McCullers. It's not just – I know we zero in on – Lance McCullers walked 2 batters here, and he hit 2 batters here, and believe it or not, he did that again. I know it's hard to believe, but he did that again as well last night. I mean, he didn't really take off yesterday until his 39th pitch, right? His 40th through his 91st pitch was some pretty damn good work for Lance McCullers. It was a rough start, so his pitch count got up there. That's why he didn't throw as many innings. But velocity is a question for him as he gets back in game shape and comes back from not pitching for 900 and some odd days. And, you know, I've just heard a lot of people that cover the team really closely talking about Lance McCullers and you know, is he an Is he a 91, 92 guy, or is he a 94, 96 guy like he used to be? Well, his 91st pitch last night was 94-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball. Now, it was a single back, well hit back up the middle, but the velocity was there that deep in the game. I think that's a plus. As I mentioned, there was a lot of swing and miss from a percentage perspective. He didn't have his best stuff. He was having to use a couple of different pitches, and he fought through it and had a hell of a run, I think, in the middle of that game right there, given all that Lance McCullers has been through. That's number one, right? Which one of these, as an Astros fan, which one of these turns you on more? Lance McCullers and all the things that Lance McCullers is. As we mentioned earlier, Lance is no longer a luxury. We need Lance. Astros fans, we need Lance McCullers to be a quality starting pitcher here and get back to, maybe not his old self, but get back to being a consistent piece in this rotation. Did that turn you on more, or was it Jose Altuve? Mm. Who Jose Altuve just hadn't been himself as of late, but he hits two bombs last night. I did not see the first one. I saw the second one. It was an absolute no-brainer, no doubter. And it was typical Altuve swinging out of his shoes and getting every single bit of it. They blew that thing wide open. Ended up winning, I think, 9-2.
9-2, which was big because in this important series, they're not having to use – they didn't have to use Abreu and Hader, which means you could – there's two more times you could probably use them in this important series. Yeah. Against the team you're chasing.
713-572-4610. Which one turns you on more? Lance McCullers having a decent outing? I would say fair, Ron, to say that Lance McCullers took a step last night.
I think for me, that was what I was looking at, was, A, is he going to take a step to turn the corner towards at least showing signs of, yeah, we can depend on him in the rotation? Because I think that's the number one thing from it. I think he did. He still has to get some length in these games.
Well, he's got to clean up the early inning stuff and get – I mean, he literally he had 39 pitches midway through the second inning. It's like you can't like that's never going to work, right? I mean, that's you're not going to get through five. You're not – much less get to six. You're just not going to get there.
Because, like, Clint, if I told you, all right, tomorrow Framber's going to throw 91 pitches, how many innings do you think
he's giving you seven, eight innings.
If I told you Hunter Brown's going to throw 91 pitches.
Same. They're definitely going to give you six. It's definitely going to be a quality start.
It's not, you know – 3 1/3.
Yeah.
Four and a third. Yeah.
Yeah. But just as a fan, though, this was, I can't speak for everybody, but as a fan, it was a hell of a night because Lance McCullers, because if you were watching it from that, literally, I keep saying the pitch because I remember watching the game. It's when I turned, right? If you were watching that game and you were watching Lance from the 39th pitch on, there was something different. There was something he started to get a lot of swing and miss. He struck out four the next five. But it seemed to be a different level of confidence with Lance McCullers. Did that right there turn you on more, or was it Altuve who seemed to have, I don't want to call it a slump, because, I mean, hell, I mean, it just wasn't Altuve.
I think Altuve's been slumping. It dropped early where he was throwing, and he's in like the 230s he was. So, I think it was a slump.
Okay, fair. But he hits two bombs yesterday. You know, which one was it, the Altuve or the Lance McCullers stuff that turned you on? I know for me, I've not been worried about Altuve. I know we had a little all-star conversation about him the other day, that Tyler, I still think Tyler's thinking about in the Cayman Islands. But for me, I think it was Lance, man. I was never worried about Altuve and whether he would contribute at a high level. I was – the Lance McCullers stuff is concerning. Can he get back to anywhere close to where he was ultimately 1,000 days ago or not?
It's crazy because I was about to jump out and say, yeah, it's Lance. He's more important when you think about the guys they've had injured. But damn it, Altuve swinging the bat's pretty important too, because the offense is not, you know, it's right now it's Jeremy Pena and Jake Myers. Like, God, say that out loud. Those are the two leading this offense, Jeremy Pena and Jake Myers, with Yordan injured and Christian Walker doing Abreu things and the rest of the group. Like, it's probably of importance pretty even that they need, you know, Altuve to be Altuve.
Well, on the Lance McCullers front, you talked about he needs to go deeper in games, right? Yesterday, his first 24 pitches, 11 of them were strikes. Right? That's got to be cleaned up. And if he does, boom, he gets later into games. And even as he is right now, he's in pretty damn good shape. The other thing that stuck out really to me again is that 91st pitch being 94 miles an hour, man. That last night was a big step in the right direction for me, as a fan, my confidence level in Lance McCullers. Now, the other thing here, Ron, with the Astros is the significance of this series. The significance of this series with the Astros right now, they're chasing the Mariners, and we all know that the way you make up ground on a team that's ahead of you is you play them head-to-head and you beat them. Now, a sweep would be a hell of a thing. A four-game sweep would be a hell of a thing here.
Well, jump you in the first place.
Come on, man. But to get started on the right foot, swinging the bats the right way, that's a big plus too, right? I mean, that's the team you're hunting right now. And to get game one's big.
Well, and I think that's what this team is going to need, Clint, moving forward, is the bats to pick it up. Because, I mean, let's just be honest, right? We're looking at Lance, who we said we felt like he may have turned a corner. I mean, his corner was turned, but it was still four and a third innings. And then you got Lance, Gusto, and Colton Gordon, who looks like that's going to be your rotation to go up.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Along with Framber and Hunter Brown, you need to score more than two or three runs a game in their starts, you would think, right?
Yeah.
You're going to need your offense to come help you out some. So hopefully that is a sign of them finding a way to put up more runs than they have been lately.
The other thing I didn't quite realize was going on, and you may want to check me on this, but Mauricio Dubon's hitting .270 again.
Yeah, and he's starting to play a little bit more too.
Right? it's got to be, and I know, look, with the role that he plays relative to DeZenzo's been swinging it well. Hell, Cam Smith has been, I mean, I think he's probably exceeded expectations to a guy that's made the opening day roster for the first time. But Dubon hitting .270 again is he has been absolutely clutch in the last week too. Him hitting .270 again is big for the Astros moving forward. Because he could find himself playing everyday second base.
Yeah, he might. Especially if they're going to keep Altuve out there or everyday somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because he can play, you know, so many spots with his position flexibility.
Well, that's the thing, though, is he a guy, it's Brendan Rodgers, right, would be the guy that you're competing with there to get everyday run.
Unless those days where they like to put Altuve there for some reason.
Well, he played there recently. So he's
Do you think Altuve goes in and says, "Hey, Skip, I think I want to go second base today." All right, go ahead. Like, he moves himself up and down the order. Like, I wonder how much influence he has on where he plays every day. He's moving himself up and down in the lineup.
Yeah.
Like, he moved Pena to the leadoff spot, moved Paredes to the...
What did they have there? Was Dubon in left field? Is that what it was?
Yesterday?
When Altuve recently played second.
Yeah, Dubon's in left field. Yeah, he had two errors in left field in the same inning.
I'm sitting here trying to get him more run, and he's making errors.
Yeah, two errors in the same inning, second inning.
Yeah, I wonder if that's an effort, like if the plan all along was to get X percentage of games at second, X percentage of games in left field,
and that had
a Yordan flair to it, and now that Yordan's now that he's injured, I wonder if that's an effort just to keep that percentage right.
Yeah. Yeah, might be. Yeah, they probably had a game plan, Clint, of who's going to play X amount of games here, 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 DH here, because we see him do that too.
That's Ron Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. You listen to Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. Ron, I thought I was going to miss the opportunity to make this call, but the Knicks went out there and tricked off that lead they had. I thought OKC. Remember, last time we talked about it, I just think OKC is just too much for Minnesota, I think it's across the board. I think OKC is.
It don't look any better now. It feels like a Styles make fights type of situation.
It seems like Minnesota's outclassed for sure. But I called and that day I almost said, you know what, Ron? And I knew it was a little bit of a stretch. I almost said, you know what? I feel the same way about the Knicks. I feel like the Knicks being so battle tested. I thought, man, I feel like that series is going to be the same way. And I tell you one reason. In fact, I need to get with somebody. Karl Anthony Towns. He's played two games now where he's been a different animal. Now, I'm not a historian. I don't know. I wasn't watching him in his days at Rucker Park. But it seems like a switch flipped in that dude. And so, anyway, my point being is I thought I missed the opportunity to say, hey, man, I got OKC and the Knicks to handle business in this round. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Since they came back and lost that game, since Indiana came back and lost the game, I'm going to go ahead and make the call now.
Oh, you going with the Knicks?
Knicks and OKC.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, boy.
I think it's Knicks and OKC.
You got to look at it a couple of ways because the Knicks kind of did this to the Celtics, right, where they got out to the lead and you watch the game, and if you watch the entirety of the game, you would think, oh, the Celtics were better. They're up 20 every single game, and then the Knicks walked them down. We'll see. I hope the Knicks win tonight because this series is as entertaining as ever to me, and I want it to be a long series.
Yeah.
But Clint, boy, they lost the game where Brunson got 43 and Cat got 35 and 12. They lost that game.
Yeah.
Right, and that was, and the pace thing is kind of interesting when you watch those two. How that game is up
it's
and down.
It's a battle, right?
It's up and down. I want to know if this game is in the one. Is in the 110s or the 120s, which I think favors the Pacers.
Agreed.
Or the Knicks can slow it down and it's in the low 100s
or 90s. Well, the interesting thing is, and I'll be honest with you, I'm guilty. I turned that game off. I thought it was over. I thought it was over with
no,
like.
There was
a handful of seconds left.
17 points with 6 minutes or 14 with 2 minutes is usually feels over. About 9 with 53 seconds left.
Well, that's
that
where I was going.
Feels
that,
over.
That was the exact game you just described favors the Knicks until inside 2 minutes. And then they just went absolute berserk. Now, I don't know if that was great shooting or if that was great or poor defense.
I think a little bit of both.
But they went absolute berserk. Because I remember the Pacers had 98 points at one point, and the Knicks were 110 and up. And I was like, man, this.
Naismith hit six threes himself in the fourth.
Yeah. So I say all that to say I want to take the time after the Knicks coughed up a lead, choked the lead away. I want to take time now. I still think the Knicks get this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not this next game, the series.
Again, I hope they win the next game because I think this will be a long. This will be a fun long series. That Minnesota one, I don't know. Maybe Minnesota plays different at home. Maybe they come up, but it is so weird. The Thunder struggle like hell against the Lakers for some reason. That matchup for them, they got no size. That matchup for them, they struggle like hell against the Lakers. But the Timberwolves destroy the Lakers. Like, it's crazy. It's like the Ravens can't beat the Chiefs. And then the Ravens just crush the Texans. But then the Texans play better against the Chiefs than they play against maybe any of the other good teams. It's like the matchups, it's just like a weird matchup that.
Well, Minnesota, and I don't know enough about Minnesota long term, but what Minnesota, to me, it seems like Minnesota can't do is try to play their, OKC ball.
They look so small to me. They look like they can't ever get rebounds, and they dominated, everybody else up until that point. So it's wild. But, the playoffs have been fun. This one tonight, man, MSG has been, like, the energy there is just – has just been amazing. All right, coming up, some news on the injury front with the Astros, and they'll let us know who will be joining the team. We'll give you that info coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.